Hello everyone, my name is Michał Pleban and I would like to show you the last Z80 computer ever made. At least for some definition of computer. And for some definition of made. Because Z80 computers are of course still being made today, you can get one for 133 euros from Amazon and it will be shipped tomorrow for free. But the only reason this is using a Z80 is for compatibility reasons with a long family of previous machines that stretches back to the late 80s. So if they build this today, they would probably use ARM or RISC-V. So that's not what I have in mind. And of course you can also find the Z80 in embedded systems and in hobbyist machines made for fans of retro computing, so for people like you. So again, that's not really what I would like to talk about. What I really want to know is, when was the last time that somebody sat down to design a completely new computer architecture for the general public, so not for you, and decided that the Z80 was the best match for it? So I asked ChatGPT, and it showed me this, which is a nice guess, but of course ChatGPT is wrong. Because 2 years later we got a nice Z80 based Palm Top, for example. And yet, 2 years after that, we got this. A Citco mail station. And this is the last Z80 based architecture that I was able to find. So what is the mail station? Well, in the 90s there was a trend to build machines that were labeled as internet appliances to make connecting to the internet easier. If you ever wanted to go online on Windows 95, you know that it's let's say not very easy. So for many people it was a stumbling block to go online and use the web or the email. So many companies built specialized appliances that let you just plug it in, turn it on, and it would work. So the official slogan for the mail station was email made easy. You just plug the machine into your phone line, you turn it on, it would dial to the ESP phone number and you could send and receive emails. For some reason they renamed it very quickly to email without a PC, so I guess that was not that easy after all. But that's the mail station. And if you look at the hardware specs, it has a blazing fast Z80 processor running at 20 megahertz. A lot of memory, a modem, and it has even a printer port. So you could not only read your emails on the screen, but actually print them out. And it will prove very useful in a few minutes. So, because it's a specialized machine, it stretches a little bit the definition of a computer, but at least for me, if it works like a computer and it works like a computer, then probably it's a computer. And the most important reason why I think so is that because it can run custom applications. So you are not limited just to the email sending receiving firmware that's on the machine, but you can also